2.0.
Yeah, baby.
Your second dose of the Ono Radio Show for your week. We hope that this maybe starts your Sunday off right or starts your week off right. And one of the things I'm just going to address right at the top of this show is I'm actually going to be a little more heartfelt than normal. And I want to give my love to somebody for once.
Aw.
Yeah. So long-time friend, rather, of the show, Steve Etchy.
Etch.
Yeah, Etch was a member of the Ono Radio Show at certain points. And I know he was going through some stuff. I know he's always kind of had some minor health issues, but he has gone through hell and back. And he released an episode of his show, Tidbits. I helped name that, by the way. It was my idea. Just saying that. Kafka. Etchy has been through hell and back, and he released an episode of Tidbits where he explained all of these issues, and I was taken aback. I didn't know it was as bad as it was. I didn't know that things had gotten that serious. So I want to just give him a shout out and love to Poofed Media, PFT Media, Tidbits, and all the other shows that they do over there.
But we love you, Etchy.
Yeah, and just wanted to, of course, say that when you're ready, when you're feeling better, when you're up for it, I'd love to not only hang, off air, but hang on air as well. And we'd mm-hmm. more than happily have you here in the studio to do a show or just Zoom in. So I'm just throwing that out there. And I just wanted to wish Etchy the best because he's one of those. You know, there's not many of us left in this original Orlando podcast community. And Etchy was one of he's the OGs. He's one of the OGs.
Yeah.
Back from way before when you were on the show and even probably before you were on the show, Ty. You were on the show. I got you. You're muted on your end? Are you muted on your end? I can't hear you. I think you're muted.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's
been muted this whole fucking time, yep. Son of a bitch.
You have.
Yeah, but it was on your end, dickhead.
Yeah, it was on your end. It wasn't on mine.
It was.
I did everything right.
And you did.
So. Ty, what knowledge bombs were you dropping?
What were you saying over there?
There was plenty of things I chimed in on that I was surprised nobody said shit to. So
oh.
You thought we were just being assholes. We're just whatever.
Yeah. Like, all right, I'll just be over here. Bastards. Fine.
No, I just couldn't hear you, man.
Yeah.
I was on the show when Etchy was on the show with us.
Yeah. You preceded Etchy. Etchy was kind of like I don't know when we kind of got him.
Well, he had what was the other show before?
His Answer Pants. I know we did Answer Pants. I think that was one of his.
Yeah. I thought there was one other one though.
We did his show with Ivan. Wasn't that Answer Pants? I can't remember.
I know it's hilarious. Right?
Yeah. But they were kind of a fixture, you know, for a while. And
didn't he? I mean, wasn't he on?
Say it.
Whatever. What the fuck?
Yeah, he was. What the fuss?
What the fuss?
It was What the Fuss. What the Fuss. Yeah, he was. But prior to that, he was on Answer Pants. Okay. I knew him before any of that shit, and was with Ivan and Todd and Chico. Remember Chico?
Chico, yeah.
Yeah. So
good dudes.
Yeah, all good dudes, all good dudes. And again, I just want to send my love to Etchy. And I know he's probably got a bit of a road ahead of him. You know, he's definitely got some stuff to get through. And he was in a coma for a couple weeks. It was like 2.5 weeks.
That's intense.
I mean, I don't want to air completely all of his business, but it, the long, too long didn't read or didn't listen to the podcast. I it's really good because it's really touching to hear Etchy and Leslie, his girlfriend's relationship about this whole thing and the way they talk about it. It's really like I teared up. I'm not gonna lie, I teared up listening to the whole thing, and I encourage everybody to do so. But I believe that he did have like several mini strokes while he was in the coma.
Oh no,
they found like a hole in his heart. He's now got he's been on lithium for his bipolar for years and years, has to get off it. So he's going through a lot. He's also like super low on iron and borderline anemic. So he's gonna have, I believe he's gonna have to have a an iron transfusion of some description.
Oh my.
So I just wanna, if you're friends with Etchy, if you know who we're talking about, give him some love. And yeah, love. I just wanted to throw it out there that love from the Ono Radio Show, mm-hmm. because you were definitely there for me at times, and we definitely had some great times on the show together. So, you know, and you got the OG podcast community in Orlando. We need to stick together.
Strong.
Dying breed.
I do like that you said, I don't really want to go into his personal business, and then listed his full medical transcript.
Sorry.
HIPAA what?
Jesus.
That's a typical Owen thing, by the way. I will say something like, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to do this. And then do
and then
exactly
you do
that
gonna...
thing. Yeah, that is not only a thing on the podcast, but it's a thing in just in my life. Like, I'm definitely not going to drink tonight. Definitely, like, got work. Definitely not having it.
And you constantly, you do it too while it's like, all right, so I'm not going to have two beers.
but.
Done. I just needed the one to get.
Yeah.
To knock the edge off.
Edge off.
And then after two, you're like, well, the edge was, it was edgier than I thought.
Yeah, it was a lot, but it was a
the
bit
edge
more of an
still
edge.
There.
I got an edge. Though.
I got to the cliff, though. I'm right here.
Yeah.
At the cliff.
16 beers later. Like,
you're down in the middle of the ravine. The crocodiles are chomping on you.
It happens. It happens to the best of us, my friend. I want to move on, though, a little bit. And I wanted to tell you about a story, guys, that I read about a gentleman this week. And he was a Finnish soldier during those World War II times. I heard they were pretty rough, you know, back in the day.
The old WW2?
I feel like they were pretty, it was a pretty rough go for a lot of dudes.
Dudes, I mean, Europe in the, like, 1940s was pretty, you know, shitty anyways.
Yeah.
Was the word you're looking for bleak? Is that what you're...
Europe was pretty bleak.
Just say it. One of those shithole countries. That's what you wanted to say.
They could have. They were almost third world.
So I found out about this Finnish soldier.
Yeah.
His name was Aimo. I'm guessing the pronunciation is Aimo. A-I-M-O. Aimo.
Or Emo.
Emo. Aimo.
Emo.
Like, Koivunen.
Koivunen.
So we're going to call him Aimo Koivunen.
I'm Oi Koivunen.
Right. So, dude died. He lived a long ass life. And that might be a bit of a, I guess, a spoiler, but he lived until 1989, by the way. So, yeah, he was a Finnish soldier in World War II, and he's the first documented case of a soldier overdosing on methamphetamine during combat.
During combat?
Yeah. Okay. So,
wait, they were giving them combat meth.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they absolutely were. I mean, Hitler was famous for it. Hitler, like they've said, like if you study like tape of him, like experts will tell you that, oh, yeah, that dude, meth. Like straight
nice.
Meth.
Totally.
Like that dude. Yeah. So but that was being given. That was being given to a lot of soldiers. You know, it was
fearless,
energy wise. You know, you
march for days.
Exactly. Well.
Yeah, no sleep.
It's like you've almost heard the tale of what I'm about
of
to
Mr.
describe.
Koivunen.
Exactly. So he was assigned to ski patrol on April 1944 along with several other Finnish soldiers. 3 days into their mission, on the 18th of March, the group was attacked and surrounded by Soviet forces.
Koivunen was nowhere to be found because he's been on meth for 3 days and he was 20 miles ahead of everyone else.
From which they managed to escape.
Oh, nice.
How many?
So,
how many people attacked them?
They didn't say. It doesn't say. Just a group. It says a group. So three soldiers, or says he was there, but several other Finnish soldiers, a group of Soviet forces surrounded him. So I'm assuming there was more of them Ruskies than there was the Finnish, because group versus, you know, like the terminology.
Yeah.
I don't know. So. He became fatigued after skiing for a long distance, but could not stop.
I'm fatigued over here.
He's like, I'm so fatigued, but yeah! Meth skiing sounds amazing, too.
He was also the sole carrier of Army-issued Pervitin, or methamphetamine. It's
nice.
Just what, yes. So,
wait, he's the meth dude in the patrol?
He was the dude that got to carry the meth. A stimulant used to remain awake while on duty. So, here's where it gets fun. He took them all and had a short burst of energy, but then entered into a state of delirium and lost consciousness.
Took them all.
So,
They're not going to kill me if I... They're not going to kill me and then take all my meth.
Yeah. I think this is exactly what you're describing. And they can't prove this, right? They can't 100% prove it. But what you're describing is, I think, exactly what happened. This dude was like, nah, dog. Like, I'm the meth dude. Like, I'm going to Walter White this shit and fucking, like, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Right. So after he took all this, he had a short burst of energy, entered a state of delirium, lost consciousness. Koivunen remembered waking up the following morning, separated from his patrol and having no supplies. That's a problem.
No supplies.
I mean,
that's a bit of an issue. Whoops. In the following days, he escaped Soviet forces once again.
Oh, good.
Sneaky meth head. Can't catch this motherfucker.
Like, can't get a hold of this meth guy.
Yeah. You imagine running through, like, I'm just imagining it's through, like, snowy wilderness.
Oh, he's
forest,
and he's like power skiing.
Power skiing, right? Yeah.
This is just Bugs Bunnying through the woods, and they're just like behind different trees.
All they see is just
like
a white blur. Just like, zoom. They probably think there's like fucking wood ghosts out in the Finnish lands.
Okay, so in the following days, he escaped Soviet forces once again, was injured by a landmine, which also set fire to a nearby Russian camp and laid in a ditch waiting for help.
He was having withdrawals.
No, he got blew up by a goddamn landmine.
He was waiting to die. He was not waiting for help.
He was in a ditch for a week after the meth head, like, this is the equivalent of the crackhead setting the crack den on fire. Like, this is here he goes again, Koivunen. Start strolling into landmines, blowing up half the city, falling into ditches. Typical Koivunen. Anyway, having skied more than 400 kilometers, which is approximately 248.5 miles.
200.
Easy on meth.
He was found and admitted to a nearby hospital where his heart rate was measured at 200 beats per minute, triple the average human heartbeat.
Nice. Nice.
And weighing only 94.8 pounds.
Of course.
Shit.
Dude, I need to go. Dude,
that's how he flew so fast.
I'm feeling like if I could get on some meth skiing regimens, I could drop some LBs.
In the week Koivunen was gone, he subsisted only on pine buds and a single Siberian jay that he caught and ate raw.
I thought he was smoking some sort of Siberian joint, Owen.
I was hoping.
He said Siberian jay. I'm like, oh, dude, he's got one.
He had the one jay to calm him down. After all the meth, he's like, you know what? I should bring one jay.
I gotta
jay
go down. I just...
A ration of... They're already giving him meth. I'm sure there's another package that just has an army-issued joint.
He ended up surviving and died peacefully at the age of 71.
I hope one of his like great grandchildren gets to hear the actual story of what he remembers.
So I had to find a picture of this guy.
Oh no.
Nice.
And I did.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. And here we go. I'll show it to you as well, Ty. Give me 2 seconds here to pull this one up.
Is it Tim Robbins?
Tim Robbins. Give me 2 seconds here. Doing the thing.
I hope he's the skinniest man alive.
I'm not going to say anything about his overall appearance. I'm not going to say anything about his weight. I'm not going to say anything about that. But what I will say is all you got to do is take one look at these eyes.
Oh, no.
Okay? Just take one look at these eyes and you'll know what I'm talking about. Hang on one second. That's weird. Do you see it, Ty? Hang on.
Yeah,
I gotta move it.
I
want to
see more, but I see it.
There he is. There he is.
Oh, Koivunen, that guy definitely.
There it is.
Yeah, holy, they took this picture while he was still on meth.
What the fuck?
I'm fine.
What are you talking about?
I'm fine.
I can ski.
Thing.
I can ski. You want to ski? You want to ski right now? I'd like to ski.
I just got
ski.
Back from skiing, but we can go again.
Do you guys get your new skis yet? I'm gonna get some new skis. Let's go skiing.
So, I mean, here's the thing.
Look at how
at
tight
some
his
point...
tie is, too.
Oh yeah, okay, well, it's gotta look good. It's gotta be perfect. You know,
so
dude, you gotta imagine too. Since he survived, I'm sure they took him back to Finland and made him debrief. So
he's like, I did all the meth. What are you talking about?
They're like, well, like, what happened
you
to
tell?
All your providing? He's like,
you guys ever done this stuff? Like, you guys,
have you guys ever taken this? It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I skied for 220 miles.
I hear colors. It's amazing. I'm like, what are you?
This is awesome. Well, you survived the attack. There was an attack. Oh,
an
man.
Attack.
That's weird. I didn't even know. Were you dispensing the providing to everyone else? What? I was supposed to give it to everybody else?
He skied more than 248 miles, bro.
Yeah. In what? How many days?
In
like two,
days.
3 days? In a couple days?
It was like a week. A week or two. A few weeks.
He was the
like
only one, right? The rest of his
well,
crew.
Okay,
he was on his own. He was on his own.
So he's got to
be like
do...
less than 100 pounds, though. So remember, yeah. You got some dynamic going there.
So he's got to be like skiing, and then he's got to hide for a minute
because
the Soviets are... apparently out and about.
Wait, and he's probably also seeing Soviets that aren't there. Like, he's hiding too much because he's just hearing the voices and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
he's seeing the shadows in his peripherals. Yeah. He's like, oh, God, I gotta keep skiing.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's the machine elves are skiing with me now. All right. Bro, can you imagine getting hit by, blew up a landmine that then burned down a Soviet camp?
Yeah.
One, that means the Soviets just were throwing mines out
willy-nilly
wherever.
I mean, they did that. They did a lot of that.
Almost makes me think to the point that they didn't know that landmine was right there.
Probably not.
So he blows that thing up, and then he's in a ditch just like laying there like, okay, well, I'm not dead. But I guess I probably shouldn't move.
I'm still on enough meth for 3 weeks, so I guess I'll just be here on meth in a ditch for a while. And, yeah.
So, but then...
I don't need food or anything.
Can you imagine how confusing that is for a Soviet troop that either, A, knew about the landmine, and then they're confused how it got set off.
Where's this thing going?
Or B, didn't know about it, and were like, what the fuck just happened? Like, the world just caught fire, and we're right here.
Yeah. It's all very, very, very interesting.
Salute to you, Koivunen.
Exactly. I feel like that was worthy of me bringing up.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think, I know you're going to roll your eyes at both of you a little bit because it's the wrestling thing, but it's worthy of bringing up in the fact that this transcends wrestling. And I'm sure you guys
Transcends
heard the news
wrestling.
About... Wait, is Ivan is Mr. Koivunen now a wrestler?
Yeah, he's signed up, bro. Newest member of the PC. He's in developmental. Oh. He's gonna be big. He's like the methinator, and it's gonna be amazing.
I mean, he's been dead for 40 years, so it's gonna be really impressive.
It's his kid, but he's taking over the gimmick. Like, you know. It's like when you
random wrestling talk because I don't know. Didn't Tim McMahon
I'm about to bring up is that I'm sure you heard that Vince McMahon has had to step down from his position.
I thought he just did one of those like, it's coming down the pipeline. I'm quitting.
He has
I think
retired.
He had to pay out.
He has. Shut up. You don't know.
Okay.
You're talking to the guy. Okay. You're talking to the guy. So a little while ago, Vince McMahon was accused of, pretty illicit and, you know, shitty behavior with his employees, and he paid a lot of money in hush money. It's come out now. It's around $14 million. This was supposedly done through his personal expenses, but it wasn't. This was done through the company. Therefore, bad news bears. That's why the Federal Trade Commission, and then his own board of directors have launched an investigation. This all sort of started. He thought he was going to beat it, and he tried and tried, like, for these last few weeks to put it off. And then I think, obviously, he was pushed out. At a certain point, it's like, no, if we're going to save the company, because now the company is going to look like shit, we got to get, you got to step down. It's his retirement, but it was a forced resignation would probably be the better way to describe what happened. Now, the only reason I really bring this up for stuff that you might not know about is that on they announced all of this stuff when he was stepping down on Friday afternoon at 4:05, 5 minutes after the, you know, week's stocks close.
Okay.
Very deliberate. Monday morning. Going up. It's going up. It gets just below 10%. I think it stopped. It is actually just below 9%, but it was right around 9%, a 9% increase.
Woo!
Now, that might not sound like a ton, but it is, right? And it's not like I follow stocks very closely, but I know a little bit about how this works, especially with WWE. And Vince McMahon owns in the millions worth of shares worth of stocks. And he mm-hmm. is still, even though he is not the CEO and president like he was.
Still a stockholder.
He is the majority stockholder with his wife.
Interesting.
So he owns the most, his wife owns the next, and then it's like Stephanie and like people below him, right? But he owns, still has, especially with his wife's connection, the majority controlling share of the company. Obviously, that leads to, well, if you control the stock, don't you really control the company? Can't he still have interest in all this?
Yeah.
He's had to step down from the board of directors. They're doing everything to wipe the slate clean of Vince McMahon to not have him around.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that most people don't understand is with the amount of shares that he lost, or sorry, he with the amount of stock that went up, and with the amount of stock that he owns from that weekend, a lot of people were saying, oh shit, this guy's ruined. He's going to go to jail. First off, he's not going to go to jail. He's going to maybe have to pay a big fine. These fines can be in the millions. Okay, fine. He did already cash out like his retirement. That was 0.1% of his stock from his retirement, and that ended up over $2.5 million. But that's nothing, because with the rise of the stock and what he owns from Friday to Monday, the end of closing on Monday, Vince McMahon was worth approximately $150 million more than
nice.
He was.
Oh,
so
boy.
Is Vince McMahon worried or hurting?
Not at all.
And he got away with everything. He got away with doing probably pretty awful things to women. He got away with, and he will end up only richer. He won't go to jail. And I don't think he's worried in the slightest about this fine, because he just made
$150 million.
And you know what he's not worth on top of that?
Probably close to equal that, just in.
It's close to $4 billion.
Whoa! My gosh.
Yeah. So
he's got cash money in the pocket.
Exactly. I did want to bring that up just cuz it's been such a big news topic, and I know a lot about it.
But doesn't it? It does make you sit back and realize that, like, these people, like, you can get away with anything.
This is not just wrestling. This is more of a white collar issue,
yeah.
Right? Like, that's
you can
what
get
I'm,
away with whatever you want to do, yeah, as long as you have enough
money.
He paid $14 million in hush money.
$14 million in hush money. No
happily.
Problem. No problem.
Just
yeah,
because he knew that the company, keeping the company above that, and at like with that out of sight, the company is going to continue to make him money.
Yep.
So even on the back end, if he has to pay money out eventually someday, because all this comes to rise, whatever, my company is worth worth $4 billion.
And most of that money is in stock in the WWE, like his whole entire stock. That's what makes him worth that money. But that's what the WWE's worth. So for him, and it's even like, right before the pandemic, he hired a guy named Nick Khan. He is The Rock's best friend from when The Rock grew up. This guy's sister is the showrunner for the show The Young Rock.
Right.
So they're close, right? Him and The Rock. Vince hired this guy as his probably as his CFO or whatever, his chief financial. And this guy has been prepping and prepping this company for a sale. They want to sell the WWE. There's been apparently reports of Disney being interested, NBC Universal being interested. I mean, well, think about it. It's a very powerful, very strong IP that you can do a hell of a lot with. You can absolutely do a WrestleMania or wrestling WWE Islands of Adventure or a theme park. You can do an experience. You can absolutely do that type of stuff. You can, you know, there's rides that can be based on it. The merchandising.
Well, I was gonna say the merchandising alone is why Disney would take it.
It's that and the television. The television is currently where WWE makes most of their money. And I'll let you in on a little secret with this. You'll hear a lot of people complain about how the WWE's gone downhill. It's not as good as it used to be. All this sort of shit, and they don't listen to the fans anymore, right? Like. Which is kind of a cardinal sin when it comes to like comic books or like Marvel series. Like the same thing happens, right? They're not listening to us. We want to see this. Well, we've been saying that forever, but it doesn't matter anymore because they don't make their money off that. They make their money off their TV deals. And there was this a time, I want to say it was right around 2015, where the balance economically shifted, where it went from the WWE making more money off of their fans, ticket sales, pay-per-view buys, merchandise. And they always had the TV rights deals, which with the advertisers.
Yeah.
But once that changed and they got these $1 million, they got essentially like $1 billion a year contract with two contracts. Like, so, you know, split between them, but about $1 billion a year from USA and Fox.
Yeah.
And then they got the Saudi deal. Do a certain number of pay-per-views for the next 10 years
over in Saudi Arabia,
which was like a $10 billion deal fulfilled. Like, that's an insane amount of money. So they got it, right? Like, they don't need the fans to be happy because they've already got the money.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to make sure that it keeps getting
now,
watched.
Now the product's going to go downhill because it doesn't matter if we don't care and we're booing and we don't, like, because now they're still going to make the same money. So there's no incentive for them to make the product better. And they'll just do enough to keep it floating by. Now with Vince McMahon retiring, we're all hopeful because Triple H and a new creative process and a new vision can be like some of that old school stuff that you grew up on. It might be back again, you know, Ooh. And there might be a possibility of some of that allure and that old school luster returning. And that was never going to happen
with Vince there.
So. Sorry, I know this bores a lot of people, but wrestling is a big part of my life. And I think it's one of those that, like, everyone understands it enough, but and everyone has at least heard of Vince McMahon. And that's one of those things that when you think of wrestling, that's that. And I, you know, because it's such a big, like, mainstream news story, because I have a little bit more insight of it.
Yeah.
Through my, you know, obsession with professional wrestling, I figured I just wanted to talk about it a little bit on this show. So my apologies if I bored you to death.
Because you know what is interesting? I think it's kind of cool because all these like microcosms of worlds exist, and they're huge, gigantic corporations, and they're huge, giant like people affairs that happen all the time, like wrestling. And literally, like, I look around sometimes because we do keep, like, the news on at work sometimes. And it does feel like the world is literally, like, burning down around us. Like, the country is on the precipice of, like, disaster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, all the news is crazy. And then the one outlet that I have that I love is my, like, escape.
Yeah.
Is wrestling. Now I'm, like, even that is, like, this fucking minefield to, you know, navigate.
Yeah.
Like,
it. Cause man, I do feel like
just going to lay in a ditch and do math, bro.
I'm ready, dude. Cause man, it feels like
waiting for help, waiting to die.
It feels like we're so close to all, like,
what
either
do you think a raw pigeon tastes like or whatever. Like,
Siberian jay.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, probably gamey and birdie.
Yeah, probably gross. But he loved it. You think he loved it at the time? He's like cracking the head and like sucking the brains out. And
gotta be doing something.
Oh, yeah. That's what he said. He ate it
bro,
raw.
You can't build a fire. Yeah.
The Soviets
will
catch him.
Build a fire, bro.
No, Brad, you're not listening to us. Just don't listen.
I am listening.
You're the worst one. You're actually the worst one. I
would.
I got a star over
away.
Here. I'm good.
So I gotta ask if this is a worst one thing. Okay, am I a bad guy in this scenario? So hear me out.
Yes.
You know, the other side of my duplex is typically empty except for when my elderly landlord comes to town and stays in it, right? Uh-huh. Like, so it's like I sort of keep an eye, you know, like it's like on the property and make sure everything's cool, like, you know, and he hasn't been here in a couple weeks, and I don't like, for instance, if like a piece of paper's on the door, like a flyer or something, because it sign, like if you're a scumbag robber,
makes it look like no one's home.
Like no one's home,
right? Mm-hmm.
So I always try and remove those types of things.
Yeah,
I had a package, and this happens occasionally when lazy Amazon doofuses don't look at the right address, they deliver it to the wrong side of the duplex and whatever. So I'm okay, like I knew what would happen, so I walked over there, and there it was. I grabbed my package, and I'm like, oh, there's a flyer on his door. Someone stuck it, you know, like door closed, like stuck it in that crack, like by the door, like above the handle, whatever. He had recently, like, I'm saying like a month ago or not, maybe even longer, he had painted the house, like, or his side of the house with the door.
Oh, no.
And that sticker, it had definitely rained since I grabbed it.
It was, like, sticky.
It was, like, and I pulled, like, but they stuck it on. It was, like, a sticker. They, like,
ew.
Their flyers, like, a sticker. Like, the whole thing was a sticker, like an advertisement.
Plastered
what
against
the fuck?
It.
And it wasn't, like, stuck on type. So when I, like, pulled up, but it ripped, like, the whole thing, like, ripped on his brand new paint on his door. And I'm like, well, fuck, I tried to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to do the right thing, but.
Then you tried to put it back, right?
Well, then I thought about it. I'm like, should I just put it? Yeah, I thought about it. I thought about it, but I'm like, well, no, the damage is done anyway. Like, and I still want it to not look like the goddamn thing's there. I haven't called him about it yet. I haven't alerted. Like, should I do that? Like, I don't even know.
Just go get a damp warm sponge and
maybe
wipe it off.
This is not that. Like, this is now like in the paint. Like, you will have to sand this bit and put. Like, I swear to God.
Oh.
Like, I don't. Like, this is a. Like, this would piss me the fuck off. And I've had this same
like
type
stuck
of
to your
thing
car
happen.
Stuff, like the windshield
exactly.
stickers.
Had
oh,
it happen with
that.
That. It was a similar type of thing. When someone puts a car, like, flyer under your windshield, hate that shit. This was the home equivalent to that, where it, like, the paint was just so, like, still that bit tacky and new, and it's been so humid that it's just
can't cure.
It's not there. Yeah. And this, like, imprint was essentially left on his door. I feel terrible. I will, I guess, tell him what happened if I see him, but would you call him or not, like, to let him know? Like, because he might be really pissed about this.
Me? No.
Well,
no,
you
I
know.
Would not.
You know.
I would not.
I mean, you? I'd maybe does he text?
He's 85 years
okay.
old. I don't
so,
know. Like,
okay, never mind. So, I mean, I would maybe give him a call just to be like, hey, I don't know when you'll be in town next, but there was a flyer that got stuck to your door, and it's a mess.
Yeah.
Heads up.
Yeah, I would like.
Hope you get a voice. I hope you get the voicemail and just be like, don't know when you're in town next.
You're right. That's a good call. And
so call him when you think he's
asleep
or preoccupied.
Threw it in his trash can.
Oh, you threw it away.
Yeah. I should, you know, in retrospect, but it was all fucked up anyway. Like, you know, by that point. Like,
I know, but if you just would have left it there, it would have been like a. I'm not trying to say like sly your way out of it, because you could have told him, that's fine. But if you just leave it there, it makes more sense, right?
I mean, yeah, he could at least then see, like, oh, I fucking hate this Democrat.
Better. Okay, Owen, better plan, go like hurl a rock through his. Like this little glass.
Okay,
all and then
why is that?
Hold on, hold on. Let me finish.
I'm gonna hear him out.
Hurl a rock and break a window or something, and then call him. And be like, "Hey, man, looks like somebody broke one of your windows." And then when he comes, he'll be like, "Oh, and the little bastards ruined my new."
Yeah, they can
then
tie the two things in.
Yeah, make it all about.
Okay, I like your idea, but what if I go a step further
Oh, good. Go further than what I did.
And, like, I use my Google Voice number, an anonymous number, and I call him. I'm like,
yo, dog, I'm going to put a window. I'm going to fuck up your door, man. I'm going to fuck that shit up so bad. I got this thing. It's going to put, like, this tacky, white, sticky bullshit all over your door. And then I'm going to throw a rock through your window because I want to.
See, for everyone listening, Owen got a new little recording audio mixer.
What are you talking about?
And he only did that scenario so he could use his little button. I well, could see the joy in his eyes while he
plan.
Was doing it.
It's a long it's
I
a
get
long,
it. Long con.
Long
gotcha.
Con. Yeah. You know.
But I'm glad. I like that plan even better than my plan because it, you know, it really scares him then.
I got a plan. I got a plan. And a different plan, and this is a new plan for life.
Oh, new plan.
I'm like, you know what, man? I'm going to start working out my arms. I like wearing my muscly shirts lately.
No sleeves.
No sleeves. I'm going to start working out my arms. You see my weights? I got some 10-pound weights over there. Yeah.
I mean, really, you're really going to get more you're going to get more definition than anything.
I mean, that's what the ladies want anyway. You know,
yeah, but you're not going to look.
I'm going to look so good.
You're not
going to
be
bald.
Are you wearing your short shorts?
I'm not right now. I actually put up because Janine was coming. I didn't want. See,
it was
I didn't
because
want,
Janine was coming.
Well, I didn't want a cat fight between Janine and my wife. Like I had to calm her down a little bit. Like I can't just be willy nilly wearing those shorts around for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Short shorts. It's gonna be an all day affair. Yeah.
Maybe I'll put them on later before they leave. I mean, we'll see what happens. Never know. Anyway, I got these weights, but before I got these weights, I was maybe doing a little drunk internet shopping, and I'm like, whoa, that's a really good price for these 10-pound weights. Like, I'm super excited. And I go to the mail the next day, and I'm like, what is that? That is not. Like, I had a couple things coming, so it's like in a multi-packet.
Oh, 10-pound weights.
All right, right. But anyway, I tell you what shows up in the mail.
Uh-oh.
That sounds like a 10-pound weight.
Is this box right here, Ty. It's this box. Whoa.
It's not a 10-pound weight, right?
I mean,
it sounds like it.
So I'm just dying laughing as I open the cutest mini 1-pound weights.
Nice.
I thought I'm like, oh well, yes, these are good.
You must have been really fucking drunk to think that's a 10.
Look at
you gonna do some finger curls with those?
Yeah,
chilling some little exercises.
I mean, I don't know what I'm gonna do with them, but
miniature shoots.
It's
just
odd.
Do any all the tiny
you
stuff.
See, just hold. You hold them. Like you feel good. Like you feel like a giant man. Like you feel like a giant man, right? Like you...
I do think the purpose of these is to do like a billion reps, just like. Just sit all day and just rep, and you never get tired, but you're constantly fine. But the good thing is, Owen,
physical therapy, there are some people.
Yeah, I say,
you gotta do.
You can go to the nursing home and you can share weights with the old people now.
I can give them to Etchy. I can give them to Etchy.
He's got a
like
stroke victim. Oh, Lord.
I can't even talk.
You killed Ty. These are, I mean, they made them just. Wide enough
so for your hand to even grab them. Yeah, like my hand. Like,
they're like, we can't make the ends any tinier.
They'll be too heavy. They'll have to put a 0.5
on
there.
Yeah, they'll be 1.5s. Well, and if you make them any wider than the little side weights, well, they wouldn't be this big, and they just look like two sticks.
They would
just be holding two. You should have ordered another set, Owen, because they are big enough that you can wield them two at a time.
Well, you know, I'll just buy the appropriate weight the next time that I need. Like,
I'm just going to buy
zero.
I'm going to work on buying my weightlifting equipment.
So
more
did you
sober.
Actually buy like a 1.0?
Yeah, I bought a 1.0.
Yeah, they're down there on the corner.
Like, that is what happened. Yeah. They were $9.99. I'm like, that is so cheap for two 10-pound weights. Like, yeah.
Oops,
You
missed a zero there.
I still love
there.
That you had that reaction in general. Yes, these 10-pound weights are mine.
I did. These are the best, though. Like, I can't get rid of them now.
You need
I can't
to go walking them. With them. You need to just do a little jazzercise just... workout with them just one day when you're feeling sassy. Whip them. No, go walking with Teresa one day and just whip them out of your pocket.
Well, I got the shorts for it. I got the whole deal. Like, I got a headband. Let me.
But, oh, pull them out of the fanny pack. Wear a fanny pack and then pull them out of the fanny pack with some sweatbands.
Let's talk about this. Speaking of Teresa, so she's got this new job. She's got all these not new friends, but she got new coworkers and stuff. And she was asked one of my coworkers is giving away this piece of house art type deal, right? Nice frame, all that. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you want to bring it home? Like, you want to? Yeah. She's like, I don't know. She's getting rid of it. I was like, do you like it? I'm like. And then she brings it home. It's women do this all the time. It's always a lot bigger than they say it is. Like, okay, that's not at all. Like this is way bigger than I expected. And I'm like, I don't even know where can I put this, because it's a bitch to hang heavy shit. It's a heavy ass frame. And thankfully, I had a couple of anchor points. I could put it in the living room.
Right.
So I was able to accommodate it on the wall. I was never taken with this picture, and she had taken a photo of it and sent it to me, and and then when I saw it in person, I keep looking at it. Now it's in my living room. I look at it all the time.
Is it Jesus while doctors are doing surgery?
I wish it was, dude. If it was anything that cool, I'd be all about it. My biggest problem with this thing is that it is the most boring, fucking nondescript bullshit I've ever seen, and I just I get mad at it. Like, I'm like. Someone took the time to paint this boring ass picture. Then someone got it printed properly, distributed. Then someone put it in a mat and a frame and put it in a proper presentation. And fucking why? Whoever did all of this is annoying.
All those people.
There's a chain of people that need to be fired. There's a chain of people that need to be fired.
Just gotten rid of. Can I show you the bad picture? Decisions.
I want to see it. Yes.
I will show you the picture. I will screen share once again. And I don't know if you guys saw it on the way in. It is the one just hanging in the living room above our love seat. But you probably didn't really see it. One sec.
I didn't really notice it.
Yeah, because you wouldn't notice it because it's so fucking boring. It is.
This does make a good case for it being a fucking lame piece of art.
This is a terrible picture. I forgot. I did it last minute. One sec, Ty. So it is a terrible picture, but you can see it in person and whatnot. Hang on here. This is it right here. Zoom.
It looks like pictures
it is a plane.
Of plane.
The most bored, plane with some nondescript, cool.
I'm seeing a reflection, right?
Yeah, you're seeing a ton of reflection. You're looking. You're looking at a plane. You're home on the most boring shit in America. That's
some
a picture of that
yellow grass.
Yellow grass and a hazy fucking mountain. That's not even cool, valleys and peaks and ups and downs.
A flat,
it's a flat mountain. It's a bit exactly. This is the most boring fucking picture I've ever seen. And
why would you frame it?
Why would you frame it? Now the frame is nice, so I'm gonna take it down eventually. We're gonna put our own artwork in there, right? But and then
this is
cool.
A better idea. Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. But for the gag of it, I had to, hang it. And I had to say, look at this. The most fucking.
I can see why someone got rid of it.
And you know what? Even beyond. Yeah, I can definitely see that. I can definitely see why she was giving it away. But I also think that beyond the person that made it, that distributed it, framed it, that sold it, the person that bought it is the biggest evil here in the whole scenario, and they're not fired, they're executed in my reality.
Somebody paid money for that.
Someone
some...
paid a, so and probably a lot of money, Ty. It's a big frame.
Well,
it's big.
Maybe not a lot, but more than they should have.
Yeah.
So you know what
Have you ever been to like every now and then? We'll Janine and I will go to like At Home or Home whatever.
Yeah, there is an At Home over in Colonial.
Yeah, I've never been to one of them.
So it's basically like.
Have you ever been to Old Time Pottery?
Props there before.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's like a fancier Old Time Pottery.
Okay.
So they have whole sections of.
I could get down with that.
Like Pier 1, cheap.
Yeah.
It's really fun to get like super stones and then walk through there and then, you know, rag on all the shit that you would never, ever.
Just aisles of like pictures and things and wall hangings
but
and
there,
shit.
There is that, but there's the occasional thing that you're like, but fuck, I want that.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Birds on sticks. They got birds on sticks.
They have birds
definitely,
on sticks.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Probably.
I do. I always wonder, like, man, who buys some of this bullshit? It's
garbage.
Garbage. Until I saw someone on my Facebook page today, or yesterday, who posted a picture of brand new art they got, and it's like a cow, a young cow with like. Poindexter glasses on,
okay,
and like a weird color scheme, and those are one. That's one of those pieces of art that I'm
like is what? That art? Like, what is what? That?
Why would you? Why would you make that?
Why?
And then this person was like, "Can't believe I found another one of these cute cow like art pieces," and apparently they have a few.
It's like dorm room decorations. It's like cheap stuff a lot of
or like first. Apartment
fillers.
It's your 18-year-old apartment fillers so that you don't live in an apartment that has nothing on the walls.
See, yeah, that level of decoration is garbage. It's kind of like it's
but that was like hotel bathroom art.
Occasionally though, back in the day, you will find gems at the lower tier, like a Dollar Tree or General.
Mm-hmm.
And I found, and I still contend it might be I broke three of them. I can't find them anymore. But my favorite mug was a simple mug. It was a white coffee mug, right? White coffee mug, engraved or like embezzled, like in it, right? It was a picture of a sheep. It's a picture of a sheep, and it just said the word sheep.
Nice.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I've gone through three of them. I can't find them anymore, but it was my sheep mug. Wales, like, we're famous for sheep shagging, all that type of thing. And like, you see sheep everywhere in the UK and in Wales.
Yeah.
So I like sheep. I like sheep.
That's the animal. Do you collect sheep?
I don't collect sheep,
really
but I like sheep.
Okay.
I'm an owl guy.
Fair.
I'm an owl guy, but I might need to start collecting sheep. But, my sheep mug, I can't find it anymore. I miss a good sheep. And I don't know what it was. It was just simple. I think it was, like, it's almost one of those things that, like, only I find the humor out of it because it's so just like nothing there. It's not like I love sheep. It's not like sheep are cool. It's just a picture of a sheep that says sheep. it's just
basic.
Like, that's my humor. Like it's just like
sheep.
Huh,
Ty,
sheep.
Do you have an animal that you tend to like want to decorate or associate with?
Fucking giraffes.
I do enjoy giraffes, but it's too literal for me. I can't subscribe to it completely. Animal, man.
He is he is a lizard wizard. Yeah. He is a snake man. He is a you know,
reptilian.
I feel like a reptilian
of some description.
Yeah, but it's not a normal reptile. I have multiple descriptions.
Yeah.
Every sorcerer or adventurer that runs into me, different descriptions.
Okay.
It's never the
same. I'm not playing D&D with you on this show.
Because, see, Janine,
I'm not doing that.
Janine's like an owl.
That's
and peacock. Try. There's a lot of owl and peacock
owls
around our house.
Oh, we've always had the owl connection.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like foxes and bears. I like foxes and bears.
Mm.
The bear thing is a little on the nose, but I like foxes. I think that's cool.
You're more
foxes are awesome.
I'll give you fox. Ditch the bear.
What?
Bears are awesome.
Ditch
too.
The bear. No, ditch the bear.
If I had to pick a third, moose.
You're a mooseman. I could. Yeah, you look like. If you know how like they have the order of the elks, the order of the
I want to belong to a moose lodge.
You're a moose lodge.
Yeah, you're a moose lodge guy.
Okay, well here's the thing. I think I would have had to do it before my dad passed away.
Yeah.
But I think my dad's dad was a moose. And I think my dad had the ability, because of familial tie, to go in and become a moose. So I think my only way to get into it now is to get, like, sponsored into a moose
lodge. Yeah.
Which I still might do as I get older.
You mean elks, though, right? Not moose.
There's moose lodges. There's elk lodge. There's deer lodge.
Fraternal Order of the Eagles.
Yeah.
There are
eagles.
I used to go party at a Knights of Columbus hall.
See? They're racist.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the Knights of Columbus was definitely like an old man.
It sounds racist. I just said that. Yeah. I knights in there. I don't know. But yeah, there's all sorts of animals that have different like fraternities
or lodges.
My friend, speaking of which, my buddy Steve, we mentioned earlier, early part of the show. What is that?
Ty's light said battery low.
No. Steve is up in Pennsylvania visiting with some friends, and one of them is in a mook or elk or one of them. And
Mook? That's an Italian racist term, sir.
My bad. I didn't mean that. You know what I meant. I'm not
moose and you went to say moose and elk at the same time.
I did. He went to one of them because I guess his buddy's like a part of the Mook Lodge, and he's Steve drinks a little bit, and so like he's like, dude, this place is fucking awesome. He's having a great time. And then he sends me this text message that says, we're doing banjo night. I thought, did he mistype it as bingo night or whatever? No. They do banjo night. They had banjo night.
Party.
So
everybody brought their banjos to the same place and just
on the stage they're playing, they're singing songs. They got full acts. They got musical performances. It was incredible.
Banjo night.
There was a guy with a horn.
I do not want to hear the cacophonous sounds of 100 banjos all twanging at the same time.
Well, you will if you go there. That's
go to banjo night.
It was like five at once. No. The top, but five banjos.
That's a lot.
What is the maximum amount? That's a good question.
God,
what is the maximum amount of banjos?
It's got to. I think even at five,
you're getting close.
The soundscape is getting crowded. I think if you got to 10, it would just, you couldn't be able to, unless everybody was literally.
It's indistinguishable. It just goes into one, like,
There'd be no break for notes unless everyone was literally playing.
Yeah, exactly perfect, you know, at the same
I call
time.
Bullshit. There could be at least 20 banjos. At least 20.
20? No.
That's too many banjos.
There's
probably
a couple bass banjos, some alto banjos,
an orchestra of banjos.
Wait, can you make like a uke banjo?
When you die, Ty, I'm gonna have
100 banjo salute.
I'm gonna do that, and then I'm like, Ty wanted the banjos. And that's all it's gonna say on your headstone. Ty wanted banjos.
And we'll tell him, we'll be like, Ty, he said 20 was gonna be the number.
Yeah.
We think it's more appropriate at 100.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
We'll do the number of shows that you survive through. We'll do 500 at this point, 554 banjos. Well, I'll spend the money.
That'll be a noise.
You need permits.
I will be complaining.
That's his dying wish. That is his dying wish.
Ty wants a noise complaint.
I got your back, bro. I got your dying banjo wish, okay? Don't you listen to them. I got it covered.
Not sure how we got here, but I'm okay with it.
Fair enough. We want to wrap things up with one final little bit and mosey on out of here, because I'm feeling that's probably about right. It's late. We're getting there. You know how it is.
It's almost bedtime.
It is almost bedtime for all of us.
Not me.
Oh, well, actually,
I'm off for two more days.
Oh,
I'm gonna.
Is it party hard? Out. Is it? Let's get a party going, like that type of deal.
Okay, so it's been
right
like,
into Friday.
It's been like let's get a party going, but I had like two sips of alcohol yesterday.
Party
down. I was like, this doesn't even like taste good right now. I don't. And I just smoked weed. And today was just like, I'm going to sleep a little bit. Just
yeah,
tired.
Do your thing. Whatever works for you. Whatever works. If, you know.
New party.
That's it. Good for you,
man. Naps are fantastic.
Ladies and Ty. Ladies and whatever. Ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Versa.
The voice thing just stuck in me. So I changed the effect. That's the honest truth. Is I changed the effect by accident to the voice changer like earlier, and I never changed.
You said ladies and tie.
Ladies and tie.
Thanks, bro.
Ty is apparently all gentlemen now.
Well, me and the ladies are here to represent Versus.
If you're not familiar with Versus, it's where we kind of put two things against them, each other. Yeah, it's pretty goddamn simple. This one I'm doing is a theme. It's kind of old versus new. Sometimes there's like an old bit of technology better than a new bit of technology. Or you'll have somebody like that's bitching about the new thing, and they're like, oh, it was better
when it was old.
Back in my day, or whatever the fuck, right? So I did a pretty simple one of those. I hope you enjoy it. Like, let's get to the thing here. Is that the button? No, I don't have that one. Beep, boop. Ah, what did that one mean? Here we go. So, the first simple kind of, like, debate... And I know we've moved on from one of these candidates because we're now in, like, the streaming era, right? But I'll ask you, if you had to pick between the two mediums and you had one to choose from for the rest of your life, would you pick vinyl records or CDs?
What? How is that even a question? Well, I'll answer first. You know I'm going to say vinyl.
I know you're going to say vinyl, and there's a lot of reasons to obviously argue that you'd say vinyl, right? Because it's the better sound quality, and it's the, you know, yeah, you get the full waveform and all that type of thing. But
I went all out on
CDs too,
though.
They're pretty goddamn inconvenient, and they're heavy. And
don't
you know,
they degrade with time? Like as
they don't
you play
do well
them?
With that either. Yeah, yeah.
I'll take counterpoint on this. CDs, man.
Okay. Yeah. There is an argument to be made if you only had the choice for one
for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna shoot CDs. One, size and weight alone,
mm-hmm.
they win out. I understand that the music isn't as complete. It's been digitally. Receive.
It's still better than 99% of the stuff that you're getting right now, though, over your streaming or YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, most of that is very terrible quality in comparison to what you should be getting. Apple Music's doing a pretty good job with its lossless format, but Ty, I'm correct. I mean, you're the one with the $1,500 headphones or $1,800 whatever they are.
Yeah, Janine, you hear about this?
$2,100 altogether.
Okay. Good fucking Christ.
Yeah. With his amp and all his little,
sound.
You had to get an amp for your headphones?
Did you? Didn't you? It's
a
like
digital audio converter.
Yeah, it's a digital audio converter specifically for the headphones. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a $320 headphone piece that's this like, big. Yeah.
This is, you know, the jack that you plug your thing into? Yeah, it's one of them, but it's
just fancy.
Yeah.
It's fancy.
I think they just told him that. I don't know if it's real. I got
It's literally just a pass through, and they're like, at 320.
What's your name? Lizard Wizards on the all right. Yep.
That's a 320 name right there. Mm-hmm. No, but the other thing is
sounds
with
good.
Just you were still able to copy media from a CD.
Yep,
you have to have the vinyl there anytime you want to actually utilize it.
And you could, I guess you could technically digitize it or whatever, but yes, you're right.
The ease of digitizing a CD was much simpler than digitizing a vinyl. So, again, true. I understand that the sound quality loss is there, it's present, but I think for me, as not as much of an audiophile, and considering if they for mm-hmm. some reason started putting podcasts on CDs and or vinyls, I'm going to still have to go with CDs.
I weirdly, I'm gonna have to agree with you for the if I had to pick one for the rest of my life, and I could only have one, if I could only have one, and I couldn't, and if I, especially too, if like I couldn't digitize it, if that streaming world was gone, if you had, you know, the choice of the two, I'd have
Ty's dying right now.
Well, because Ty, like. You can't, there is no possible way to have, like, if the only way to listen to music mobily, like, say cassettes don't exist, or like an iPod doesn't exist, right?
So
a CD player is still something that you can listen to mobily in the car and all that type of stuff. And go and listen, anybody out there, if you haven't, like, if you've got a book of old, like, CDs that are actually mastered correctly, like, from a band that you like, go listen to one, and then listen to the MP3, and you will
notice sound quality is
an immense difference. Yeah. It's absolutely phenomenal. Like, whoa, shit. Now, you get more warmth from the record player, you get a better full-quality sound. Ty, you're 100% right. Of course you are. But if I had to pick the one, I would pick, I think, on the convenience side of things, and I think I have to go CD.
Vinyl means you are literally no longer listening to music.
You're stationary
anywhere
in your house?
Other than your house.
What about
you? Can you handle that?
Are you in the same boat, or?
I mean, I do love MP3 players. Like, so I never had like the iPods or anything like that.
So let me ask you this. Because you're already team MP3 straight off the bat.
Yeah.
Would you?
I listen to records too.
No problem. If you had the choice, yeah. But if you had the choice of, can only choose one, records, CD, MP3.
I love CD. I mean, like, and that's the thing. Like, I tell people, I'm like, I grew up listening to my parents' records. Like, we listened to the radio. Yeah. Like, we literally had Muppets records that we would listen to all the time.
That's pretty
like,
damn dope.
That's Muppet actually dope. If anybody still has those, they're probably worth mad money, too.
They might still be somewhere in a collection.
Yeah, go find those, because, well, I'll rip them, and then you guys can have them, and we'll figure it out. But, yeah.
I definitely love and appreciate that, too. And, like you said, burning CDs and stuff like that, it was super, super convenient.
It was, for a time. Like, kids don't even know how to do that. That's funny now. Like, they don't, like...
But that technology has been gone for a decade.
For a while. Yeah, we don't know. It was antiquated.
I'm trying to think of the MP3 that I had. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah,
the
little tiny...
iPod Shuffle thing? Or?
No. These were cheapo ones.
Like, $30. I still have it and it works.
But before that... Yeah.
Well, you load, like, 100 songs on it and it just...
No, you could put an SD card
in it. Oh,
that's
cool. Yeah.
Super full. Like... And it, like, gives you the song, gives you the info, everything on there is super easy to navigate and, like, wasn't fancy digital screen. But the one I had before was, like, a Zen or something like
Zune?
That.
Yep. Zune?
Zune, thank you.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I had a Zune.
That was the Microsoft competitor to the iPod.
I won one of those. I wouldn't have bought it on my own, but I won one.
I never,
fucking
never
great.
Really got to play with one.
They
never
were
really
fucking
saw
great.
One. Were you really?
Yeah.
It actually worked really well. Yeah. It was surprisingly good. I didn't expect it to be as good as it was.
It was comparable to like iPods and stuff like that.
My dad was always the king of wanting to be like at the forefront of technology, especially with music. Like he went through the mini disc phase. Like,
oh God.
Like it was a big one. And then after that, like, you know, the iPod started coming out, but there were so many like knockoff competitors at the time, like much like the Zoom or whatever. But my dad likes it. Researched it, I've done it, like, you know, and he bought the, I don't know what the hell it was called, but it was made by Dell. Dell made their own, like, he bought one for me and one for him, and it was, like, fat as fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
a little brick.
It was carrying around a straight up hard drive that would just go, like, in your pocket, like, it was fine, it did the job, but it wasn't the greatest, you know, so, I guess CDs technically win.
I would go
one?
CDs. Yeah. So CDs, sorry.
So. I know. I mean, and not we're talking.
It's
for
not that
reasons.
I hate CDs. I eventually sold my CD media. I did. I got rid of all of it. But I've spent so much money on physical media that I think I've finally come to the decision that the only physical media I want is actual vinyl.
That's fair.
Besides that, I'm
done. That's fair. No, I think that's fair. I mean, it is kind of pointless to buy something digital. Is it that one? Yeah, I think that first one.
Digital jukebox.
That's him. That's him.
That's the best name ever.
Yeah, it was the Dell
digital
jukebox. Yep.
And nice.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
That looks like a piece of Dell. That literally.
Uh huh. Yeah. Let's go on to the next one here. Let's see what we got. Okay. On our second round of
Versus,
we will be doing something that I've heard, you know, a lot of arguments with. And again, this one maybe falls into the back in my day type category. But people will often say that the modern electric car, and I'll just use Tesla. We'll just use Tesla in this example. Isn't as good as, per se, like a Corvette, or we'll just say muscle car in this, you know, experiment. And I understand the arguments of both, but once again, if you could only pick one, which one are you going with? Are you going with an old school
IROC 90s Camaro?
I'll let it be whatever dumb fucking redneck car you want, but but are you going the modern super, like, right, like all the cars, even if it was the top of the line Mercedes, Audi, whatever, like whatever it is, even if it's
so
a Tesla,
we're going electric car versus traditional internal combustion engine.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Oh damn.
I mean, huge, you know, upsides to both. I know guys like...
We're talking right now.
Right now. 2022, right now.
July 28th.
Gotta pick one.
Picking one. Dude, as progressive as I want to believe that I like to be, dude, the network for electric charging is not there yet. And again, it could take another decade.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to go with the electric car because, dude, it's the future.
You're going to go electric.
I thought about it for a second. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going
to double turn me there.
It's the future, man. Like, it's only going to get easier to have an electric car. I saw on the news that they're building 3 new battery plants for EVs specifically in America. It's creating jobs, like, and the sheer fact of it is gasoline is going to become harder and harder.
So all of the arguments that you're making are 100% correct and logical.
Yep.
But what if I take away all of the political, not even political, you're not saying anything political. No. But what if I take away all of that other stuff and I just ask you, and this is I'm reframing the debate. What if it is, which one's the most fun? Which one do you get the most enjoyment out of? Do you get the most enjoyment out of the super sleek, tech heavy, like everything cool with the fucking like self-driving, the doors that come out like bat wings? Like, do you like that more, or do you like the raw power, baby, of the, you know, of the engine and the roar and the speed and the combustion and that, like,
there's a part of me as a car guy that would miss some of that feel, like feeling the car like rev under your foot
is
an impressive thing. But at the end of the day, like, a lot of the fun I derived from driving was in actual drive. And it was never like just straight line.
No.
It was always like, I need to be turning. And that's going to be universal to both of them.
But if you're getting a car right now, like, Teslas can't fucking turn like, you know, a performance race car can around a track, you know, like there's plenty of like road worthy or like, what do they call it? Not road worthy, but
like track worthy.
But track worthy, but like road safe cars that are better at like handling and curves than a Tesla is. But I've also heard Teslas are very fun to drive, and I really haven't ever had that like experience. I got to sit in one once and like push the pedal for a bit. Like, I didn't, you know, I've never really driven a Tesla.
I got to go crazy.
Drive one. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you say about this argument?
Well, you know, when it comes down to the brass tacks of it, I want my gasoline. I do.
Do you?
Like, I want that combustion.
Burn it, baby, burn.
But at the same time, when you've done the whatever, the insane mode, turbo mode, I can't remember what the fuck it's called.
Ever, like, I've seen video of it, and it looks nuts.
Like, yeah, it's like ludicrous.
It was literally,
plus.
It was a producer I was working with. They were like, hey, I just got this thing. It's fucking great. You got to press the button.
They even call it that, right? Like, don't they call it insane mode?
Or, yeah, it's something like that.
Like,
yeah.
Or ludicrous. I think there's a ludicrous and an insane. I want to say there's both of those. But if you're the company that's doing that, like, it's already kind of... It's nuts to think about just in general. It's irresponsible, but
and
that's
the thing
not
is,
but when
decide.
You do it, like when you feel it, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, I mean, you're going 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds.
What's weird about it is not the, you know, you're getting the initial like hormone explosion off the speed. But there's
hormone
something about
explosion. I don't know if it's that.
Oh man, like
you definitely
about that
feel
speed
some type
gets
of way.
You fucking rocking. Like I get my blood pumping in all the right places when you're really going fast. All right.
Yeah. All right. You want to listen to some Motley Crue? And
no. Bam, no, bam, none bam, of that.
No, man.
But at the same time, it's weird because you don't have the sound and the smell of gasoline.
And there's no like engine feel because there is
I mean it's moving crazy fast but it doesn't feel right.
It doesn't have the if I'm just going on the fun factor, I think I am going old school internal combustion engine on this one. I'll put my first down to vote on that. I'm going to go that. Yeah. I think I would. I think, and not necessarily a muscle car. I like, you know, you're more European, like, you know, fancy boy, like race cars. Like, I like something that can handle a corner rather than your dumb boxy cars that can go in one straight line pretty fast.
Yeah. And that's going to be the weird thing, because I can remember driving from Orlando to Titusville at night in my GTI. And
straight line, by the way.
No, I mean.
Straight line, one road.
Pretty straight.
Yeah.
50. But there's some fun to be had at, like, you know,
no,
100
no
miles.
There's no corners on that road. On 50?
Yeah.
There's no corners on that road at all. Dude, it's straight as fuck.
Dude, right before you get into Titusville, you get three nice big swoops.
Wow, you have to show me where those are, because I never fucking did any no swoops. It was one straight line.
Oh, we'll swoop, bro.
Boring. That's the thing. Florida driving is boring.
But
shit. Like, it's just.
But at, you know, at speed, you can still feel the car.
So what are you going with?
Electric, because it's the future.
He's going electric. What are you going with, Ty? Make it the. You got the deciding vote. Well, no, you don't, because we haven't asked Janine.
Go
Janine,
gas.
What are you going
go
with?
Gas.
What am I going with?
Yeah.
Not that I don't think electric isn't great, but I'm not sure
she
the
wants
future.
The power. She wants the roar.
Oh yeah, my first car was an early '90s Thunderbird. What was it? V8.
I didn't mean.
What
that
was that one? I don't know. What that one
is. Accidental hit is what that was.
That was a. I'm gonna say that sounds like
clown
was
showed
gonna,
up outside.
No, it sounded like Batman was punching someone.
Whoops!
Get off the gas.
Pretty great.
I mean,
so you're going with the internal combustion for now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I know gas is not great, but also show me electric semis. Show me what I can haul. I like big cars.
Okay,
you gotta haul it.
Ty, what are you going with? You gonna tie
gas.
It up? You going with
I'm
gas? We're the gas babies. Me and you, we're the gas babies. All right. I guess undecided. End of the match. One more, or actually two more real quick ones. Practical effects versus CGI. I'm a practical guy. I like practical effects. I like a good old-fashioned, like, build me a volcano out of clay and put the thing in there and then do the thing. I don't need CGI in there mixing all this up. Silly. I want a Yoda. I want a puppet. I want puppets. I want puppet Yoda, not like new CGI Yoda. I'm a practical guy. I like the practical.
I like practical too. I feel like this day and age, you gotta have a balance of both. But if I'm going one or the other, if I have to pick one or the other,
yeah,
practical is better. Not necessarily easier to achieve.
More expensive sometimes can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely still better than, than digital.
What do you guys think? Two practicals.
CGI.
CGI.
Practical's great. I love my puppets, but I mean, like, it's a crazy world.
You don't mind the CGI, huh?
No. It makes it fun sometimes. I watching? I was watching Escape from L.A., and I was like, oh, it's bad, but it's so good.
And I'm not, trust me, I'm not inferring when I say this.
I do like both.
You're at all a kid, but I have noticed with a younger generation, they are much more, like, they don't.
Apt to see it.
The CGI. Mm-hmm. They, like. The practical thing isn't connecting, I think, like it did when we were young.
Because we have had both.
But, like, cartoons, cartoons look different now.
They've only had the one. Yeah, and they've only had the one. So their eyes and everything in their teeth are adjusted to
Equal experience with both.
Yeah, so we're the weird ones.
No, we do. It's not. I don't think it's weird. It's just I think they're missing that connection. When they see practical effects, it has to be so well done because that's the only way it's done anymore.
Because they've seen fucking the perfectness of every video game and every creation that the modern movies come out with. Like they watched Marvel movies, so that's all that is, right? Like it is.
Well, and
we
as kids sat on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon and watched shitty 70s and 80s movies because that's
Alf.
What was in rerun.
Alf was like my show.
Alf was awesome.
Alf is still awesome. Alf rules. But Alf, I don't think you can get a kid to watch Alf now. Like, even if you made Alf today, they're just going to look at that and be like, why is this thing there?
Okay.
Like, what is that?
Well, like, think about it like this. You still have Sesame Street going on because it's a legacy.
Yeah.
But they have already started making completely CGI
Sesame Street
Muppets material, like CGI Sesame Street.
They're moving the characters in that direction. They did that years ago with animation, right? With Muppet Babies, at least. Like,
yeah.
They've always been, they can do that, but.
And they're going to give you new material with the Muppets that's not going to be all puppet based.
And we're going to have perfect looking, they're going to look just like the real actual puppet Muppets, but they will be
fake.
And
you didn't have to employ a guy to puppet
boo
it.
To that. You can didn't... we all boo to that?
Boo.
Boo.
But as for
keep
my
the puppets.
Vote.
CGI, but keep the puppets.
Oh, are you going to vote CGI after doing that whole speech?
Yeah, of course.
Jesus Christ.
CGI is way cool.
Jesus Christ.
Keep the puppets, though. Keep the puppets.
All right.
I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for Muppets, but I can't wait for CGI Big Bird.
I got one last one, and this is old versus new. This is definitely old versus new. I'm talking old school weed technology versus new school weed technology. Now, I'm not talking about the quality of the bud, bro. I'm talking about your bongs and your pipes and your papers versus your weed pens, your volcanoes, your fucking dab rigs, all your butane torches and e-nails. I know all of them, right? But let's be real. I'm going old school all day because I kind of fucking hate the over-adulteration of technology into something that should be so simple, so combustible, and right in your goddamn face. Old weed, cooler than new weed. And again, not talking about the bud itself or the quality or anything like that. I'm talking about the technology. Have at it.
New weed, bro. Doing dabs is fucking
new weed.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
Oh, how can I not?
You're a pussy.
For the people. Oh, I'm a pussy. Okay.
When you smoked weed forever, like always since I was a baby, since I sucked on the teeth of my mother.
Are you lying I in had... a ditch eating blue swallows again? Are you there?
There's Siberian
there
jays.
Too. Close
There's
enough.
Weed everywhere.
He was. But he found a blue swallow.
I'm just saying. I mean, I enjoy all forms of the marijuana. I will highly endorse.
Had to pick one though. Had to pick
every...
one. If it was just your e-nails, your dabs, your concentrates, or you had to pick your bud
in a pipe
and like your flower or your
I get
you
to
gotta pick.
Pick
one. You gotta pick one. What are you going with?
I'm staying dabs. I mean,
dabs are
more delicious new weed. Dabs, I can make a gram of dabs last me as long as
a bag,
an eighth or a half of weed. Yeah, I mean, the economics and the highness, it equates out logically in my brain.
Okay.
I gotta go dabs.
You're, I don't know.
Janine?
Oh, boy. I have a clarification question.
Yeah.
Edibles and topicals.
Oh, how do they call? They fall into new weed. Those
that's
were not
new
around
weed?
With. That's new weed.
A brownie?
Brownies.
Edibles.
Homemade.
Okay, I'm not talking gummies. I'm not talking gummies.
Getting homemade, fine. You're not getting, you know. Again, that's new technology where you're getting.
So topicals are new? Yeah, see.
Yeah, topicals. You might get like an oil, like olive oil infused with some CBD hempy type shit.
What, that you were lathering up with some olive oil?
Yeah,
that's
works.
What they did in the 70s, man.
Coconut oil?
Fucking gross.
Or butt stuff.
Did all that, yeah. They did it. Oh, yeah. What do you think the Romans were doing with all that oil?
Cooking.
Fucking
butt stuff.
Butts. Butts. All the butts.
Fucking butts.
Yeah. And cooking delicious dishes. That's all. Oh, I forgot about that too. Yeah, they were.
So wait,
that.
Did you take the same pitcher of olive oil from the
same
kitchen
one.
To your bedroom
right away? Sometimes they reused it.
How
do
you how do you pour oil? Like you can't get like the tip like up against the asshole. When...
Oh, you can. Oh,
well,
you,
not and
oh,
then go
you.
Pour it in some pasta.
Oh, they will. They did.
Oh
they,
yeah, yeah. That's
oh, yeah.
what makes the pasta great. There.
Yeah, yeah. That's why they say. You
that's
never
why everyone
it.
Was getting sick all the time.
Is that? Maybe you know.
There's a little bit of death.
That's
I imagine there's a lot of pink eye in ancient
that's
Greece.
What the aqueduct was for. You rinse it all out, boy. You know, it's all good. Yeah. So what do you think about the new weed, old weed thing? I mean, where are we going? You're going new weed, Mike. You're going. You said new weed, right? You're
new weed, bro. New
You're
weed.
You're going new weed over there, Ty. I'm going
to.
Old weed. You're. Yeah.
I mean,
gonna
I think
me?
I'm old weed.
Old weed, old weed, old weed, old weed.
He's going to call me a weed baby is what he's going to call me.
You're it's... both weed babies.
But listen, I preach topicals to everybody because have you ever tried a topical THC or CBD?
Topicals
for pain.
Are great.
For
yeah,
pain?
Yeah,
they actually
no,
do work.
Yeah. See, okay. Weed man knows.
Yeah, but that's all new weed.
That's what I'm saying. It is new weed.
Topical is new
pain
weed.
Leap, like
it
pain.
It didn't.
That's fine. Well, milligram was.
you
need
at
least 500.
It was also when I had a broken clavicle, and I guess it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's
out.
Not going to be. That's
no.
not going to.
It's not going to soothe that pain, nerd. Yeah.
It can.
Someone tried. Someone dropped me off some of that.
Hold
like,
on.
You should try this. And I'm like, well, that's not good for the like a bone.
What if I rub it on my old, my pee-pee?
Well, it's just not going to work too good.
And it already doesn't, so.
You don't know.
I mean,
it's going to be a weird tingle.
Yeah. You ever put
also good for butt stuff.
You ever get some Tiger Balm, you know? Like,
yeah, nah. It's like that. It's bad.
What
Steve's.
Is Tiger Balm? Like, what am I supposed to use that for?
The devil makes
pain.
It. The Chinese
Everything.
Devil makes it. Everything. And they just send it over, and we're not supposed to talk about it. Where there's blue.
You just put it on.
You just you don't talk about the Tiger Balm.
Yeah.
Don't,
put it on.
Don't
just use
it's
it.
A,
no, no,
it's
no,
a
no,
ritual.
No. Okay.
You must slap it between the cheeks and then under the balls, and that's how it goes.
If people in the world talk about Tiger Balm too much, the Chinese will take it away. So we can't do that. Like we need to keep.
I'm gonna have to get some.
Yeah, you can, and you gotta go and you gotta talk to the
right people.
Right people, right up the street over here. Hook a left on Colonial. You know?
Publix.
You'll you find yourself in a district full of
Tiger Bomb.
Tiger Bomb.
The Tiger Bomb district?
It's the Tiger Bomb district. They also have a lot of weird crustaceans for sale around there.
I kind of want some of those.
They have them. They do that, you know. A lot of that.
A lot of sauces and spices.
Sauces, spices. Yeah, very. You know, downy.
I'm going to have to get down to the Tiger Bomb district.
I think you need to. One thing I'll leave you on, I think, as we kind of migrate out of this territory here tonight. There was one, I wouldn't say it was a clip, but it's a clip. And I was, you know, oh, should I play this clip? Should I not play this clip? I decided I shouldn't play the clip. But now I've decided I should play the clip. And because we were talking about all the Chinese, you ever seen the movie Big Trouble in Little China?
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Never seen it. Have no fucking, never seen it. Have no clue.
Why? What is wrong with you?
Don't know about it. Don't know. I just don't know.
Watch the movie. It's great.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I will, but check this out, because this is a song from it, and maybe you guys can help explain what is happening, and we'll end the
Big
show.
Big Trouble, Little
we'll end
China.
The show with the Coupe de Villes with this. This is what happened over there. Yeah, there's Kurt Russell.
Yes. This is so 80s and perfect.
Yep.
You can feel the wind is rising, baby. This. Now the truth is here.
The truth is here.
Okay.
I didn't expect either of them to be singing.
I didn't either. And you know what's great? Is like this was probably like, okay, these guys are going to be, like, going to make a big hit. They're going to sell a lot of records. And they're going to sell them to teens. They're going to.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Can you imagine, like, guys that look anything
like
this
that.
Today
couldn't sell shit.
Making the money.
Who is that? What is that?
I don't know.
You know, it's weird, though, in the 80s, those dudes and that dude were getting laid.
Oh, they were fucking. Hell yeah. Look at this guy.
That's Dash.
Laid. This whole band sucks.
In the 70s and 80s, there were a lot of dads who looked like they just picked up guitars at some point.
And they just made bands? They could do that back then. They just had a lot more hanging out in garages, You know? Like, we're all hanging out. Like, oh, my AC kicked off. It's too hot. I got to stand in my garage. And then a lot of smoking, a lot of drinking Budweiser in the garage. There's already
someone brings
a
guitar. Yeah.
Yep.
Then there's a buddy down the street flies through with a Corvette. He sees some two cool dudes with mustaches,
drinking
long hair,
beers,
drinking beer, shirts off in the garage. They're already playing,
drumming.
He's like, you know what? There's a drum set and a bass in there. I'm gonna bring by my guitar, my Flying V. He rolls up there, he starts playing, and the rest is fucking history. Yeah. This is how so many great bands were formed, and this is what we need to. This is the America that
we
I want.
Need to get back to.
This is the real Make America Great Again.
Ugly
right?
dudes making
Ugly
music.
Ugly dudes hanging out in garages, drinking Budweiser, playing with synths and electric guitars.
Yeah.
Gasoline can in the corner. The metal one, not the plastic one.
Oh,
fuck
good.
That. Like, we're metal all day here, baby.
Oh.
Sniffing it. And we're
cap a jar,
ashtray near it, not too close, computer in the garage, a lot of plywood, things we're gonna build, off cuts, strange, you know, like
angles,
bits of metal that can possibly be used for a shelf but don't match, a tire or two, couch, broken recliner.
Not too broken, but it won't recline.
I'm not getting rid of it yet. The thing's jammed. Their cat comes out, hangs in the garage, doesn't go far.
There are kids riding by, but you tell them to get the fuck out of get out of here.
Sprinkler going on. Well,
fan
yeah,
sprinkler.
Fan sprinkler. Fan sprinkler and the but far from so when your buddies come, they don't get their gear wet when they bring their guitars and shit. You know?
Just a sidebar. Do you guys ever jump one of those on a bicycle?
All the time.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, making sure.
Why not?
Dude, it was the coolest thing in the I mean, other than it being bad for your bike, but.
Yeah, it was bad for me.
You can feel the thunder moving.
I hope they got paid a lot for this.
This is the quintessential band that's like been playing for years. They're actually like storied musicians. They probably have great like stuff and like meaningful songs. They are being forced. We're seeing that band being forced into the MTV or just music video generation. Don't know how to like properly navigate it. And then someone signs them up for this fucking movie soundtrack and they're like, fuck yeah, we'll make money. So, and then they have to do this and they're like, I don't know.
What if this is the beginning of, you know how they like built boy bands like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
These were all studio musicians.
Oh, you think Pearlman's behind this?
Well, these were all like studio musicians.
And they could be. They look too. They look too comfortable with each other. And they're
no, that's what I'm saying. They all were just like the same musicians that they get called into the same studio all the time. And they're
backgrounds
like,
and that, oh, we just make our own band.
Yeah, they're like, you know what, man? I'm sick of playing
second
guitar
fiddle
for somebody else. Like,
yeah,
let's go do this
yeah,
ourselves.
Yeah. Look, we're cool. We can be like those guys.
But,
we can be the Madonnas.
But that's the thing. If you would have had the charisma to be
like,
those
I got
guys,
a sick mustache, I
you
can
would
do that.
You would have already been those guys.
You were hired to be the guy that makes the music, not the guy that looks cool on MTV.
You're doing
bro.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
But two of the three of these guys look like they fucking, they slay.
Pretty much all of them could be my Pullman, apart from the Jew guy, the Jewish guy.
The redhead mullet with the mustache.
Oh, yeah, no, come on. Like,
I want that guy to be my friend.
No, okay, first off. Pool guy.
Wait, hold on.
Pool guy.
That is the guy who also cuts my meat at Publix when I want specialty cuts.
Yeah. And if he is the pool guy, he's the brother of the owner of the company.
Yeah, he's
he
not.
He doesn't own it.
No.
He might have like 20% or something, but he's not the main guy.
He's got to work. That's
yeah,
the point.
Yeah. Let's take a look here. This guy right here. This
him
guy,
and his sweater.
He is a math teacher or something. He is not.
That's,
he doesn't
that's
have,
actually M. Night Shyamalan.
It could be.
Shyamalan.
That's him.
He is not a poolman. He is not a lawnman. Okay. It's, I
yeah,
wanna
he's
find,
an independent filmmaker, not making money.
Yeah. You know what they say in the film business, guys with curly hair.
Yeah,
that guy. That guy, assistant Pullman.
That's the same guy as the original.
Oh,
Pullman.
That's,
that's the original Pullman.
Yeah, you're right. He was the bass player. I'm trying to find the guitarist here. Oh, there he is.
Yeah,
the
guy
back.
In the back.
Okay, he's the one that owns the company. Actually, I think he's the one. He's the pool manager.
He's the younger brother
the
who
younger
owns
brother
the
started
business.
The, that started the company. Yeah, he started the company. Cause like he's like I can clean pools.
He's like I want to smoke weed, but
yeah.
I want to have a job, and it's the '80s.
And he holds it over his like older brother. That he's the younger brother that started the company. Holds it over him that like this guy's been a fuck up. I gotta give David a job. You know, mm-hmm. Like David. Like I'm the
get
one.
Get it together, bro.
I own the pool company, and like you know,
he's calling him like after work at home. He's like,
yeah,
hey David,
hey.
Did you
you know the
did
Craig,
you make sure
you know the Craig's house?
Yeah, did you make sure to get all their chlorine?
I because you know,
well they're calling me right now.
Yeah, because Daniel called me. You know Daniel Craig.
Yeah,
he called me, and he was
He's not famous yet. Nobody knows.
It's the 80s. It's a different Daniel Craig. Why you got to assume it's James Bond? It's different Daniel.
Oh, I was assuming that it was strictly James Bond. He's just not famous yet.
It's just different. He's a plumber, Daniel Craig. And, you know, he's like, but he comes home to his nice pool. He's like, he left the chemical. Looks like the thing was even like knocked over, kind of like pouring into my pool.
Yeah, did you not pick up the jug?
What'd you do? Did you get a little too high over there, buddy? Like, what are you know? Like, Daniel, we've been over this before. We can't have this level of
unprofessional pool behavior
in this situation. Like, we're trying to start, like, and now you're trying to start a band. Like, yeah, I'll play guitar and it, fine. But we gotta keep the pools up, bro.
I can play guitar anytime you want, as long as we're done with the pools.
Pool first, guitar second.
Yeah, how much money are we making with this guitar nonsense, David?
On. Like, the pools are paying the bills, bro.
Is this on the Big Trouble Little China soundtrack?
I think so. I mean, the whole video is it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I believe this song is called Big Trouble
Little
The whole song is called that. Yeah, it's the theme song and shit. I didn't know that existed. Never saw the movie. Never saw this video.
You never watched it ever?
No, I never. I guess I got to go back and
just saying, man, that's a fun watch. It's a good watch.
It looks atrocious, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but all your practical effects.
There's some cheesy in there, but it's great. I mean, when I say you should really watch it.
Well, there's meth. I don't. Sorry. All the.
Close
all
him the, out.
Close him out. He needs to go to sleep for sure. The meth guy, you know.
Take a nap.
He's been dead for 40 fucking years.
That's why he lived so long. His body was like, I can't get this shit to fucking turn off.
Imagine that. It probably was. It probably fucked him up for years. It had to.
Well, I mean, you meet meth heads now that are like, I used to do meth. And I'm like, I can tell.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have any like facial, like if you don't have like the pock marks or anything, I grew up around addicts and junkies. So they're super easy to spot, even if they've been clean.
Yeah.
There's mannerisms.
Oh, I got a buddy that was like, he did crack back in the day. And he's completely good. Completely fine, completely got his life more together than me, but there's a certain amount of just like, and it's nothing, of course, physical or anything, but it's just like this mental, like one, there's a switch or a tick box that was unchecked or something, you know, like it's just like, oh, there's something there. Like it's, you can tell, you can tell the guys that did way too much LSD, you know, you could, I mean, look at Ty, just look at him. I mean, just look at what. What is the drugs and the lifestyle of this is?
Leave me alone. I'm great.
This is what happens. This is what happens to the people.
This is what happens when you do too much acid.
All right, it's time that we
get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
We fucking did it. I'll say on the way out, the last one little thing I wanted to say, and just, you know, maybe we'll talk about it next week, is. I do kind of miss Whiteout. Remember Whiteout? Hell yeah, Whiteout.
I don't like the rollers.
The little paintbrush and the thing and the smell. Ah, Whiteout. Good thing. Smell good. Anyway, it's time we get out of here for the evening. I've been very disappointed that we've not had more voicemails lately. So I would love to encourage all of you to leave us a voicemail over at 407-906-6466. If you want to really help out the show, though, make sure to donate to our Patreon, patreon.com/ONRS. Don't forget to check out our Twitch if you're listening on the podcast feed. Twitch.tv/ONRS Live. Find our Facebook groups. One for, Ono Radio Show and one, of course, for Ono Wrestling. If you're a fan of that type of stuff, onowrestling.com as well. Ono Radio Show, Ono Media. If you're looking for any sort of, podcast editing or whatever you want me to do, God damn it, I've got too many plugs every week. You know what to do. Find us. And if you have any questions, we'll be there to answer them. We're pretty easy to find. That being said, boys,
lady.
What do we say when we get out of here?
Eat a bag of dicks. Eat a bag of dicks.
Oh.